The subject of Belfast's built heritage has come to the fore in recent weeks following the devastating fire at the flagship Primark store located in the city centre. The five-story bank buildings, as they are affectionately known, have occupied Castle Place for 118 years. They date back to the height of the Victorian Golden Age for Belfast, as the city had experienced extraordinary growth and transformation through the twin processes of urbanisation and industrialisation. In 1801, the population of Belfast stood at approximately 19,000, a century later the figure had risen to 350,000. In simple terms, the success of Ireland's Manchester can be explained through the production and sale of linen and, later, shipbuilding. Alongside this economic success, Belfast's leaders sought to demonstrate civic pride through its built environment by designing a streetscape that was both functional and symbolic. The red sandstone bank buildings, which were designed by William Henry Lyon, are one such example of this civic pride. Source: Pacemaker. Source: Pacemaker. And yet this sense of Victorian civic pride has come under challenge in recent times. The consequences of the blaze on 28 August reach far beyond Primark's shop windows. Surrounding businesses have been forced to pull down their shutters due to safety concerns, with neither vehicular traffic nor pedestrians having been able to complete the journey from Royal Avenue through to Donegal Place. The supposed slow pace of decision-making by officials on what to do next have led to anger and frustration by many. Most notably, for example, one local business owner suggested drastic action to speed up the process of reopening the street. "I would have got a ball on the end of a chain and put it through the front of the building immediately and we could have got on with tidying up afterwards." For the historian or heritage officer, it's all too easy to dismiss such comments as an affront to the past and crude capitalism. After all, these business owners are vital to the health and vitality of the city's economy. They have stock to shift, bills to pay and employees to protect. The number of shoppers in Belfast in September was more than 30% down on the same month in 2017. This dramatic loss in footfall must also be placed in the wider context of recent austerity and the challenge of internet shopping to the high street. The Primark episode, therefore, raises the question of how our built heritage in the city can be celebrated and protected, whilst ensuring that citizens don't simply perceive them as burdensome artifacts.